Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, was text 8 done? Today is 8?
8.
Okay. Anye punar bhagavato bruva udvijrimha.
Anye punar bhagavato bruva udvijrimha.
Vivam shitartha rachanat kimuru kramasya. Siddhasi bhungshva vibhavan nija dharma dohan. Divyan naraya duradigan vipavikriya vihi. Anye. Others. Punaha, again, Bhagavataha, of the Lord, Bruvaha, of the eyebrows, Udvijrimha, by the movement, Vibhramshita, annihilated, Artha Rachana, material achievements. Kim, what use? Urukramasya, of Lord Vishnu. Far stepping. Siddha, successful. Asi, you are. Bhungshva, enjoy. Vibhavan, the gifts. Nija Dharma, by your own principles of devotion. Dohan, gained. Divyan, transcendental. Narayi, by persons. Duradigan, difficult to obtain. Nripa vikriyabihi, proud of aristocracy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Kardama Muni continued. What is the use of enjoyments other than the Lord's grace? All material achievements are subject to be annihilated simply by a movement of the eyebrows of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By your principles of devotion to your husband, you have achieved and can enjoy transcendental gifts, very rarely obtained by persons proud of aristocracy and material possessions. Purport. Lord Chaitanya recommended that the greatest achievement of human life is to achieve the grace of the Lord, love of God. He said, Prema Pumarto Mahan, to achieve love of God is the highest perfection of life. The same perfection is recommended by Kardama Muni to his wife. His wife belonged to a very aristocratic royal family. Generally, those who are very materialistic or who possess material wealth and prosperity are unable to appreciate the value of transcendental love of God. Although Devahuti was a princess coming from a very great royal family, fortunately she was under the supervision of her great husband, Kardama Muni, who offered her the best gift which can be bestowed in human life, the grace of the Lord, or love of God. This grace of the Lord was achieved by Devahuti by the goodwill and satisfaction of her husband. She served her husband, who was a great devotee and saintly person, with great sincerity, love, affection, and service. And Kardama Muni was satisfied. He willingly gave love of God, and he recommended that she accept it and enjoy it because he had already achieved it. Love of God is not an ordinary commodity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worshipped by Rupa Goswami because he distributed love of God, Krishna Prema, to everyone. Rupa Goswami praised him as Mahavadanyo, a greatly munificent personality, because he was freely distributing to everyone love of Godhead, which is achieved by wise men only after many, many births. Krishna Prema, Krishna consciousness, is the highest gift which can be bestowed on anyone whom we presume to love. One word used in this verse, Nijadharma Dohan, is very significant. Devahuti, as the wife of Kardama Muni, achieved an invaluable gift from her husband because she was very faithful to him. For a woman, the first principle of religion is to be faithful to her husband. If fortunately the husband is a great personality, then the combination is perfect and the lives of both the wife and the husband are at once fulfilled. So, Kardama, he's already on the level of perfect Krishna consciousness. He's not just a yogi, not just a jnani, but a pure devotee. Devotee is also a pure devotee, but maybe she needs to be elevated a little more to actually be ready to become the mother of God. That requires a very elevated devotee who is fully surrendered. To attain the higher rasas, you must be more surrendered than an ordinary devotee. The devotees of Vaikuntha are all completely surrendered to Lord Narayana. But if you want to become Krishna's friend in Goloka, or Krishna's mother, or even the mother of any incarnation of Krishna, you have to be even more elevated than ordinary pure devotees. And they are, both of them. Kardama is the husband, so he's supposed to be the spiritual master of his wife. Even if the wife is more advanced than the husband spiritually, she accepts the social position of inferiority. So she takes the role of disciple, even if she's even more advanced than her husband, she takes a humble role. So the husband is blessing her. I have gotten the blessings of Lord Narayana. He got them personally from Narayana. And now I'm offering them to you. All these material things, you can have them also. Opulence, children, you'll get. But I'm giving you, offering you something much more important if you're interested in it. Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada identifies that with prema. Krishna consciousness is not just a religion or something we do, some material identification. What's your religion? I'm a Krishna devotee. No. Krishna consciousness is prema. This is the highest perfection, and it goes beyond all external, bodily, and social designations. Normally, it's a distraction to have power and opulence, to be highly situated in the material world. Devahuti is a princess. She's the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu. So she's got a lot of power, a lot of prestige. She's also a yogi in her own right. She has great control over her senses and can tolerate severe austerities. She has something to be proud of, but she's not proud Even though she has so much material qualification, she doesn't take it seriously. Therefore, she's spiritually competent to become Lord Kapila's mother. Another great lady, Mother Kunti, explained in her prayer to Krishna, Janmai Shwarya Shuta Shribir Edamana Mada Puman Naivar Hatyabida Tum Vai Twam Akinjana Gocharam. A person who is proud, Edamana Mada, whose arrogance has been encouraged, arrogant attitude has been encouraged by attachment to his material assets, janma, his good birth, aristocratic birth, birth in the higher castes, aishwarya, his riches and power, shruta, his learning, education, and so many degrees and diplomas, shribihi, beauty. Some people have nothing else but beauty, women. They use their beauty as a weapon to conquer. They can conquer kings and great sages. Just with their, putting some makeup on their face and some ankle bells on, they can entrance and gain great control just by using their beauty. But someone who is proud of any of these assets is not capable of sincerely calling out to Krishna. Naivar hati abhidatum vai tvam. He can advertise on his calling card all his upadis, but he won't be able to call out to Krishna with love because he's too proud. Tvam akinchana gocharam. You are accessible, my dear Krishna, to those who don't think they have anything, whether they have or don't have. It's not that you only like beggars and you don't accept rich people as your devotees. That's not that you automatically accept all the beggars. No, what that means is those who don't think they have anything, they can contact you. You accept those who don't identify with their material assets. Devahuti has all these assets, but she's not attached to them. She doesn't take them seriously. Her husband can talk about, especially now that he's blessing her, and she could be thinking, oh, I can have a palace, I can have so many children, I can, finally put on some nice clothes. She could be thinking about that. But she's not thinking seriously about that. She's thinking about how she can serve her husband and serve the Supreme Lord. So she's receptive. She's a good candidate for pure love of God. She doesn't think she has anything. She's a kinchana. Therefore, he can offer these blessings. And Lord Kapiladeva will offer his blessings in the form of his instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering love of God. Previously, it was rarely offered. First of all, you can only offer it if you have it. So there were, in the past ages, there were very few people walking on the face of the earth who had love of God. So it wasn't being given away freely because there was hardly anybody who had it to give away. Kardava Muni is one exceptional case. And he was willing to give it to his wife. It was a similar case of Yajnavalkya Muni. He was not a great devotee. He was a great gyani. He had not bhakti, but mukti in his pocket. He had mukti, so he could offer it also, mukti, to his disciples. Yajnavalkya. He had two wives. One of them was an ordinary woman, ordinary female consciousness. The other one, the daughter of Garga Muni, or Gargi, somebody named Garga, maybe it's not the same Garga Muni, his daughter. Probably Garga Muni. She was a sage, son, daughter of a sage. Maybe the same sage. She had a different consciousness. She had a serious spiritual interest. So he chose that second wife, but before he was going to leave home, he arranged for the one wife to be comfortably taken care of. But the second wife, he saw that she was serious about spiritual life. So he instructed her about the path of liberation. If somebody knows this supreme truth before leaving this world, then he's a brahmana. Someone who fails to learn about the absolute truth before he leaves this world, before he dies, then he's a kripana. These are the instructions in the recorded in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad of Yajnavalkya to his serious wife, Gargi. So similarly, Devahuti is very serious about devotional service. Otherwise, she and her husband could not become the parents of Lord Kapiladev. But this is rare. Love of God was a rarely seen thing in previous ages. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya avatar, as prayed by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavad, this is, he offered this prayer to Lord Chaitanya in person at his lotus feet when the second time he met Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne, Gaura Trishe Namaha. You're Krishna himself. And now you've taken the name Krishna Chaitanya, Gaura Trishe, and you're appearing with a golden complexion. And you are the most magnanimous, most generous of all of Krishna's appearances. Because you're freely bestowing to anybody who wants it, Krishna Prema. Unprecedented. This is what we are being offered. We should accept it. We should want it, Krishna Prema. We don't have to settle for something material. You know, maybe we came to Krishna consciousness because we were distressed. And therefore, when we get our material relief in Krishna consciousness, we may be satisfied with that. May be satisfied to live a comfortable life as a devotee and forget that the goal is to get out of this world. The goal is to attain pure love for Krishna, not just be satisfied living as a devotee. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Why do I have to do more? Why do I have to give up my comforts and my attachments and my securities? Because you won't get prema unless you're willing to. We have to become a kinchana. We don't have to necessarily actually walk away from these things, but we have to give up our attachment to them. If we think that our family, our money, our comforts are what are protecting me, then you're kinchana. You're not a kinchana. You have material attachments. You may have material things. You may be a family man. You may have money in the bank. But don't be attached to it. Anasaktasyavishayan yataram upayunjata. Use what Krishna has given you without being attached. Use it as appropriate for his service, but don't rely on it. Don't think that it's going to protect you. Be ready to walk away from it immediately if Krishna wants you to do that. What is it? Anyway, I can't remember. Without being attached, simply be ready to use everything that you have for Krishna. Then we can be a kinchana. Then we can have a hope of attaining love of God. We have to at least maintain an interest in it, not get distracted by material interests. You know, we're conditioned souls. We're creatures, so we like creature comforts. But we should be rather ready to give up some of those comforts as much as we can give up, in order to be serious about the real goal of life. by following the process of sadhana bhakti that's given to us, the program that Srila Prabhupada gave us is very radical. It goes beyond ordinary sadhana bhakti. Especially if we take seriously Prabhupada's emphasis on preaching. If we make a sacrifice for preaching, then we're doing a lot to attract Krishna's attention. We're going beyond the ordinary. Yeah. Even following the four regulative principles. For householders, traditionally, Manusamhita doesn't insist that all householders have to refrain from sex except for once a month. Very strict Brahmins might follow that standard, but practically nowadays nobody does. Yeah. Very often the Brahmins, even the Paka Brahmanas, they perform Garbhadham Samskara once at marriage. And after that, there's practically no restriction. But Prabhupada insists on a very strict regulative principle. Sex only to have a child, only once a month, if at all. Why? Why did he make it harder for us than even the strict Brahmanas? Because he wanted to emphasize the preaching. And to preach, we have to be pure. To have the potency, to have the enthusiasm, to actually go out into the world and try to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to people who don't particularly want it, you have to be very pure and potent. Therefore, these strict principles, stricter than normal, stricter than even normal Brahminical principles. I went to Benares this fall and visited some proper pundits, you know, strict Brahmanas. But I was told, you can't leave Benares without trying the pond, famous Benares pond. No visitor leaves without tasting it. I'm sorry, I had to apologize. Yeah. Even though my host, you know, had his red syrup and juice all over his, you know, t-shirt. And yeah, it's just the standard, you know. It's just not, you know, it's, you know, it's just pond. And even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, you know, he would distribute it to his devotees after prasad. Supati. You know, it's but Gopal Bhatta Goswami has told us not to take it. You know, Acharyas in our line, even the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they took pan. It's just, you know, it's no big deal. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, I think it is, told us not to take it. We don't, you know, it's Mahaprasadam. We offer it to the deities, but then we don't take. On the request of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, we give it to the cows. So we're following a standard even more strict than the strictest Brahmins. Because Prabhupada wanted us to be pure and potent in order to, Hare Krishna, to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram. Jai Shri Gurnitai. So we should try for that purpose, to satisfy Prabhupada. He wants to carry out the mission of Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to try to live up to the standard. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? No? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.